Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. And there are many towns here in the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we'll be talking about towns on the Long Beach, Washington Peninsula, right across the infamous, iconic bridge, which kind of defines Astoria in some ways, as does the Columbia River and the Column. Today in the studio, I have Reagan Myers. Reagan is the City of Long Beach Tourism and Events Coordinator. Hi, Reagan.
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you here in the studio today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Looking forward to hearing about all the new events that are going to be happening on the peninsula and how you all did this summer with tourism, etc. But before we start talking about the Long Beach Peninsula itself, let's hear a little bit about Reagan Myers, please.
Absolutely. I'm a lifelong resident of the peninsula, moved away to go to school, but was raised in Long Beach and went to the high school there, graduated, went off to college, came back, and I've been working for the City of Long Beach for almost 11 years.
And your title there is Tourism and Events Coordinator. What does that mean?
Well, it's a kind of a two-fold, two-hat job, I guess. I work with the festivals and events in Long Beach, put on a few of my own through the city, and then also work with other organizations that are putting on events or activities in the city limits of Long Beach.
So events for locals or events for out of town? Events for everyone?
Both. Events for everyone.
Okay.
And then also in the tourism side, reaching out to folks, promoting Long Beach, promoting hotels, restaurants, businesses within the city limits, and then partnering with the Long Beach Peninsula Visitors Bureau for the peninsula and the county as a whole.
So they're actually on this tiny little peninsula with how many people?
About 8,500 on the peninsula as a whole, and then about 1,500 residents within the city limits.
So on the Long Beach Peninsula, you have several towns. Do you want to, so you have around?
There's from Oysterville to Chinook, there's probably, 8,500 to 10,000 people, and we probably have close to 75 events throughout the year.
That's amazing for a small community, because I know a lot of folks who live on the North Oregon coast look at it going across to the peninsula as such a treat, because it's a retreat. It seems quieter, it seems slower, and yet you still have 75 events year-round for locals and out-of-town visitors, which you promote.
Absolutely.
You also work with tour groups.
Yes, we work with the Long Beach Package Travel Program. Is a program that the city started 6 years ago, and we've been each year we go to convention, work with tour operators to pretty much sell our product, which is the Long Beach Peninsula. We work with those operators to bring them here during the off season. So July, August, and September really isn't the best time to bring those folks here, because there's already so many people visiting the area. So we really try to focus on the shoulder seasons, the October, November, December, even through mid June, to get bus groups here.
Reagan, since you've grown up, you grew up on the Long Beach Peninsula, has tourism always been an economic driver on the peninsula?
Yes, I would say it's been a primary economic driver since Clamshell Railroad days, when Long Beach was first getting started.
And you were talking about that when the clamshell, why don't you mention what the Clamshell Railroad
was? Oh, the Clamshell Railroad was the railroad system that went from up the peninsula to Oysterville. And basically it brought the fathers or the working husbands from Portland to the beach on Fridays during the summer. And the mothers and children would be at the beach all summer long. So it's always been a tourism-driven coastal community.
Terry Wilson wants to say something.
Well, when I moved to Long Beach in the late 1940s, there was a sign on the south end of Long Beach that said population 710 for Long Beach. And we used the joke, it went to 10,000 in the summertime. So that answers your question.
Yes, absolutely. However, what's happening with these beach towns, wow, Terry, is that you're right. Most people want to come to the beach in the summer. So how do you create events to spread out the visitation of the tourists throughout the year?
I think we focus a lot on our history and culinary aspect of the peninsula. In October and November, we're focusing on cranberries and wild mushrooms. So we're trying to tickle your taste buds and bring you to the beach by using our foodie products as a way to create events to bring people to the beach. We also have North Jetty Brewery in Seaview, who has brought on kind of the beer fans of those, the microbrews and things that are really popular right now. And
when did North Jetty Brew Pub open?
I about a year and a half ago.
Okay, but all right. So for those people who are brew aficionados, there is a brew pub on the Long Beach Peninsula in Seaview.
Yes, and they started small like Fort George, and now they're starting to can. They've expanded the amount of beer that they can brew. So,
and it's a pub that you can. It has food, beer, just similar to
no food. I mean, they do have peanuts that you can eat there and some snacks, but it's primarily a brewery and tasting room.
Okay, all right, that's good to know that. All right. However, when you're saying you're really focusing on the culinary tourism, you're working with all the restaurants and all the little communities throughout, whether it's Seaview, Long Beach.
Absolutely.
You're working with the restaurants to focus on the products there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Willapa Bay oysters, of course, too.
Right. We call that white gold.
White gold?
White gold, yes. When the Oysterville was a boom town, they called it white gold because you could sell an oyster for a dollar a piece. So back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, that was white gold.
Reagan, I'm interested in what happens when you feel that maybe you're saturated with in your downtown area. Because just an example, let's say this summer, Astoria was flooded with tourists more than ever before, which made a lot of merchants and restaurants and hotels happy. However, there were also some terrible traffic jams. Granted, there were some street projects. There were street paving. Irving was closed. There were some streets that were closed. And I know a lot of local folks said, how can we resolve this? How can we spread out the tourism throughout the year with storm watching in the winter? How can we not have everybody coming all at the same time and overwhelming some of the establishments even? So is that something you have to deal with? Because I think of Long Beach as kind of sleepy and, for the Kite Festival and certain weekends in the summer you're busy. But how does that work from your perspective?
Well, I definitely think we're awake more than just the 3 months of the summer as far as, visitation over there. But I also think that focusing on those shoulder seasons and having something extra for them to do might spread out the time. I also think we kind of had a trifecta this summer where it was 100 plus degrees inland, and you want to get to the coast because it's cooler there. And, we're not expensive. We're very affordable for, the average couple or the average family with kids that, want to go do things. So, I don't know how do you solve that? We are a beach destination. Summer is the time when people want to come, but the economic drivers we've had for fall has been clam digging, and we don't have that this year with the toxin levels. So we're just getting creative, and what kinds of events can we do on the shoulder seasons to, not have that sleepy, roll up sideways beach community.
I know. And we were talking before we went on the air about what would visitors do on the Long Beach Peninsula during the off season. And you said that there are all kinds of events, smaller events, and you mentioned the Shakespeare.
Yes, the Chinook School just hosted the some Shakespearean performers from Ashland and had a weekend activity. The Water Music Festival organization holds a 3-day music event, in October. So there's definitely lots of indoor, smaller activities. A lot of music takes place over there in smaller venues during the wintertime. And definitely focusing on the culinary aspect, which, you know, you can eat any time of the year, but if, you know, the product is just right with our mushrooms and oysters and cranberries, it's makes for a wonderful fall time to visit.
And you are hoping that the people who are listening today are going to start a new family tradition after Thanksgiving, because there is holidayslongbeach.com. There are holidays at the beach coming up the weekend after Thanksgiving, which is the weekend after this weekend, for 2 weekends in a row. What's happening at Holidays at the Beach 2015?
Well, on Friday, the 27th of November, join us at the Neptune Theater, downtown Long Beach, for a free showing of the Polar Express. The Polar Express Railroad conductor will be there greeting folks, as will Mrs. Claus, and we'll kind of kick off the 3 days of fun for the Thanksgiving weekend on that Friday. And then Saturday, Mrs. Claus has her first magic show at Veterans Field on the big stage at noon. And then Santa's Workshop will be open for arts and crafts. Pictures with Santa are from 2 to 4. And we will have Santa available for free pictures. And then at 4:30, Mrs. Claus will conclude that afternoon with another free magic show. And if you haven't been to one of Mrs. Claus's magic shows, it's definitely a treat for, you know, 2 to 82. She does an amazing job of entertaining the children. And then on Sunday from 11 to 1, Frosty the Snowman will be in town. We will be celebrating his birthday with cupcakes and pictures with Frosty right after a birthday magic show with Mrs. Claus.
So this is all happening at Veterans Field on the Long Beach Peninsula. And so you worked with all the merchants, all the downtown folks to create this event. And it's 2 weekends this year.
It's 2 weekends this year. This event is actually sponsored by the Long Beach Merchants Association and the City of Long Beach. So it's a partnership. And the second weekend is the December 5th and 6th. We'll have pictures with Santa on Saturday the 5th. And then the city will light their downtown area with the Christmas tree lighting and caroling at 6 p.m. And if you haven't been over to Long Beach yet for this time frame, we've added a ton of new Christmas or holiday decorations, I should say, to downtown. There's an animated train. There's some dolphins. There's a Keystone Cop police officer. We have Elliot, of course, our sea serpent that lights up right outside of Marsha's Museum. So we'd like to be kind of the Leavenworth of the coast, per se, with our holiday lighting. So it's definitely would be worth taking a little drive across the bridge, because the river doesn't divide us. The bridge connects us. And visiting Long Beach for the first 2 weekends.
That's great. So it's Friday, November 27th at noon is the free movie, The Polar Express, with the conductor. And then on Saturday, November 28th, and this is just coming right up. It's next week.
Yes.
And right after Thanksgiving. And then again on Sunday, Frosty's birthday party. And then on Saturday, December 5th, pictures with Santa, Christmas tree lighting and caroling at 6. And then on Sunday, what does this mean? On Sunday, December 6th, 11 to 1, pictures with the Grand Mermaid in her under-the-sea themed photo booth.
Yes. Well, our area that we have for Santa will turn into an under-the-sea theme on that Sunday. And the Grand Mermaid is a grandma mermaid, so that she's going to come in, and she has a Christmas mer tail, and you get to sit in this under-the-theme Christmas display and have your picture taken with a real-life mermaid.
Okay, a real-life mermaid. It's at Christmas. I like that. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're visiting with Reagan Myers. Reagan is the City of Long Beach, Washington Tourism and Events Coordinator, and she works closely with the Long Beach Peninsula Visitors Bureau, which is also available at funbeach.com, and that lists all the events that are happening, right?
Absolutely.
I will say one thing. Long Beach and Marsha's, they've done a great job with Jake the Alligator Man, because even in Portland, if you drive around throughout the Northwest, you see these bumper stickers, "I break for Jake."
Yes.
And people went, who is Jake? For those listeners who may not know, who is Jake the Alligator Man?
Jake the Alligator Man is half alligator, half man, and he is kind of a local celebrity in Long Beach. He resides at Marsha's Free Museum. The first weekend in August, we have Jake's birthday, so we actually have a festival created around Jake's birthday, and Wendy Murray is the chair for that, and she does an amazing job of bringing in some rockabilly musicians. They have a Bride of Jake contest on that Saturday. There's a kind of a rat rod style car show. There's Friday night at the Elks Lodge is a burlesque bachelor party for Jake. So it's definitely a very interesting festival that brings all kinds.
And for those folks listening who don't know about Jake the Alligator Man, Jake is not actually standing upright walking around or slithering around. He is on display in a case.
Yes.
At the museum, which is Oddities and Curiosities.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And do you have a listener question you want to answer?
I just have a message here to plug Green Angel Gardens and Farm Tours.
Oh, agritourism, of
yes,
course.
Absolutely. And I haven't done much with the Green Angel Gardens and Farm Tours, but I do know that there are some gardeners over there, farmers over there, who are doing some tours. I know that some of those gardeners and farmers are actually our vendors at the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market that takes place June through October.
Yes.
So that's something else we have on Fridays over there in Long Beach.
Agritourism is really catching on. And I think for our children even, I know Larkin Stentz of Green Angel Garden has children come out, because if we don't know where our food comes from, if we just think it comes from the grocery store, then we are just not aware of how vital and important it is that we have good soil and that we can grow food. I don't know if you saw the movie The Martian, but the stranded astronaut is a botanist. And so, because growing food, that is life.
Absolutely.
And so having farmers on the Long Beach Peninsula who are growing healthy, organic, good food, and then who are helping educate people about where the food comes from is a great thing to do.
And I believe Starvation Alley Cranberry Farms is doing that, because they are the only organic cranberry farm in the state. And so they've really educated at least those coming to our farmers market that, you know, the importance of organic and growing your own food. And it's nice to kind of showcase the only organic one in the state being in our own backyard.
And Reagan, I know that you travel quite a bit. You go to conferences, like you'll be going to the National Tour Association Conference. Explain what that is and how you're bringing buses of people in, because where do they stay? Where do they eat? How does that work?
Well, the National Tour Association, NTA, is it's an international organization that DMOs, destination market organizations, suppliers such as attractions, hotels, and tour operators all get together once a year. And it's like speed dating. We have 10-minute appointments with up to 60 operators in 5 days. And you're pretty much selling the region. I'm selling, heads and beds, per se, is kind of what we coined that. Hotel rooms in Long Beach, because that's what supports my salary. And then we work with all different kinds of suppliers for their meals, their attractions, their shopping experiences. So it's a nice package combination deal that we can work with tour operators looking to come to the Pacific Northwest, but maybe they don't know Long Beach is here. So we kind of showcase Long Beach, and I kind of like to utilize us as the donut in the middle of their trip. If they're coming into Portland or coming into Seattle and leaving out of Portland or Seattle, how can we be, a 1-3 night destination in the middle?
And how many people are on the tour buses typically?
Anywhere from 25 to 50.
Because that seems challenging. On the Long Beach Peninsula, you think of like mom and pop, small restaurants, small places. I mean, you have, of course, amazing. I mean, you have the parks. I mean, but what? Where do you seat these people if they stop for lunch?
Oh, we can do all kinds of different things. We've used our train depot, our, you know, downtown Long Beach, which is kind of, you know, quaint. And we've done like a beach bucket lunch. So one of the businesses will create their lunch in a beach bucket and they can sit, you know, in the train depot. There's restaurants that can accommodate them in their, you know, small meeting space, or, you know, the restaurant isn't open on that day, but they're going to be open for that group. Same with hotels. You get 25 people. That's, you know, 14 rooms with your driver and step-on guide. And so.
And how many of these are foreign tourists? I mean, are foreign visitors? I know you work with FIT, so explain a little bit about that.
Well, we're getting a lot of UK and German and the, you know, the Chinese market is evolving tremendously. A lot of the operators I'm working with aren't just bringing in strictly, you know, foreign guests. They're from California, and so these people have bought into their package and they bring them here. Independent travelers are a lot more of the of our foreign guests, although I don't consider Canada to be, you know, outside of the U.S. pretty much. I mean, they're our neighbor, and we do work really well with our Canadian operators. So they're not international guests, really. They're just...
You have a demographic, which is then most of the people on the buses would they be senior citizens?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We are looking into right now the student youth tour groups, because those folks are going to be traveling during the school season, which is exactly when we want to put, you know, heads in beds or our guests in our hotels, because families have the kids back to school and these groups are specifically traveling for, you know, whatever the event or occasion is. So
you're focusing on families, obviously, any time for whether it's storm watching or just or the kite festival or being at the beach, period. And then the senior citizens, are those tour buses coming year round, or is
yes.
it pretty much year round?
Yes, we're we try to discourage them from coming, obviously, in July and August, because, you know,
the town is full.
The town is full, right? But we do have some that have been there in the wintertime and are doing like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in July. So we're not quite full midweek. But we really like to focus on the shoulder seasons, the shoulder months for package travel.
What do you think the future looks like for the Long Beach Peninsula? Just an overall kind of snapshot, because I know you work with in the city of Long Beach. You have a brand new mayor, I guess, right?
Yes,
now.
Yes, Jerry Phillips was voted in or elected mayor for 2016. So he'll take office in the next few weeks. A couple of new council people. We have an open spot. Ty Caldwell's new on the council. So, yeah, we've got some returning and some new. And
what do you see as the challenges for the Long Beach Peninsula for the future?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't consider it a challenge. I would say just... being consistent with communication, just, you know, working well together, keeping all the doors of communication open, you know, between the festival people, the businesses, just we have a really nice ebb and flow right now of communication and working together as a whole peninsula. So I think if we can keep doing that, it's not really a challenge. It's just something to strive for.
That's a great answer. And you do work closely with, again, the Visitors Bureau on the Long Beach Peninsula and all the different businesses. So if someone came to you, a business owner, and said, Reagan, I have an idea for an event, you know, in January when typically, you know, we don't have a lot of visitors, and how can we put this together? Then you would work with everyone to create that if you all felt that this was something that could be an economic driver. For
absolutely. And if it was something that took place prior to budget season, and it was something that, you know, for January, February, they needed, you know, funding for September, October, November, this is the time frame to do that. Relay for Life next year is going to be in Long Beach. They haven't asked for any money. So that is, you know, we can partner. It's just getting creative. I think better outside the box than in. So
yes. So we only have a few minutes left. What else would you like our listening audience to know about the Long Beach Peninsula?
If you haven't been over before, at least make it a day trip. You won't be disappointed.
And especially now at this holiday season, you're hoping that people will jump in the car and drive across the bridge and look at the lights and participate in the holidays at the beach that
Absolutely.
You are having in the next couple of weekends.
And shop for that unique Christmas gift that, you know, you're not going to get at a big box store.
Exactly. You could get a Jake the Alligator, you know, memento or something.
Absolutely. And we have a ton of artists over there, you know, jewelry artists, painters, sculptors, you know, pottery. There's definitely a unique handmade gift that's just waiting to be purchased.
So even though people who think Astoria is vibrant, it is happening, it's exciting, there's something happening all the time. There's a lecture, there's an event happening all the time. And so even though there may be a perception that the Long Beach Peninsula is just a sleepy, quiet little place, not so. There are things happening on a regular basis.
We're alive
and well. And so how can people find out about those things that are happening?
Funbeach.com is a good resource, as well as the Long Beach Merchants Association.
Okay. That's where people would find out all the different events that they could attend, the times.
Yes. Yes. Funbeach.com, FUNBEACH.com is the best website for everything Long Beach Peninsula or Pacific County.
Okay. And again, a very unique opportunity to have pictures taken with, I don't know, is anyone else doing the Grand Mare Mermaid? I mean, a holiday picture with a mermaid?
Not that I'm aware of, but we're at the beach.
Who thought of that idea? You did, Reagan. That was your idea.
We have a lady who dresses up as a mermaid in the summertime and as a jellyfish as well. And the jellyfish tentacles light up at night. And Orchid does an amazing job. And she swims with her mertail. And she said, I want to do a Christmas or a holiday mertail. And I said, let's get pictures with you then.
Okay, so the Long Beach Peninsula, where creativity is thriving and well. If you have not driven across the bridge, or if you're listening to this and you just need to drive south, although I think most of your visitors come from north coast of Oregon and then inland in Washington, probably.
Yes, as well as a lot of Longview, Woodland, Vancouver, the I-5 corridor.
Absolutely. Reagan, thank you so much for all your creativity and for your excitement at being, I mean, you're a native and you live there and you're doing fun things for all of us. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you can go to funbeach.com and that will also tell you about the holiday events coming up the weekend after Thanksgiving and the first weekend of December. Thanks, Reagan. And thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, for today. And I'd like to express my appreciation to Michael Brunn. He's a talented local banjo instructor, and he wrote the original theme music and played it for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. And focus on the things that are going well in your life with gratitude. There will always be those things that don't go well. However, expand on the things that are going well with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.